This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, broadcasting from my Salem Media Group, Tampa flagship station in Tampa, Florida, with my Moss Family Automotive Studio here that I'm in, two great radio stations all across America, as well as across the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS, firefighters, and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort too, keeping us free and safe. To the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers and bakers, janitors, maintenance, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, along with the roughnecks working on the oil rigs and those bridge tenders, keeping the waterways moving. Thanks for all that you're doing. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch page, on Twitter, at Captain's America, and don't forget to check out our all-new website by going to the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us right now from the FoundersCode.com website, Denise Simon. Good morning.
Morning.
It was a happy day in Florida yesterday. Splashdown, Pensacola, Florida way, with our SpaceX capsule, and everybody's doing fine.
You know, that to hear the press conference after that, well, actually, it was kind of a whole panel. There wasn't anything really any more perfect. It was about as perfect as you could get. It was just truly a remarkable situation, event, landing, the whole thing. I was about as impressed as I could possibly have been. That just shows when you take, you know, an agency and you put it into the mix with private partnerships, and you get to think about and attach every single facet. You can try certain things. It was truly a success for so many reasons.
Yeah, and it kind of reminded me of the old days of the Mercury capsule when they were trying to put pieces and bits of stuff together to figure out what they needed to do. And the great thing about it was this one here, they were so right on. It was like they'd studied everything that there was to do, and they'd done it right straight to the textbook perfection.
Yeah, if you know, they landed not too far from the coast of Pensacola,
yep,
which was, by the way, Plan B, because Plan A, they were supposed to land in the Atlantic, but
correct,
because of the hurricane, or the whatever that hurricane, if it is a tropical storm.
No, it's
storm,
tropical storm now, yep.
They moved it to the Gulf. And then the astronauts were then transported to Naval Air Station Pensacola, and then they would be put on a flight to Houston. So that's necessarily how that whole thing came down. No pun intended.
Now a couple of things happened over the weekend. We talked basically about what happened with the Boston bomber suspect number two, the junior little brother. And the president came up on Saturday and he said the government must, and emphasize the word must, again, seek the death penalty for the Boston bomber, the Marathon bomber.
Well, the reason that this there was some kind of a flaw in the sentencing or somewhat, which is the reason that they unwound the death sentence for him. So there is a chance to go back to court on this again. This is not a matter of double jeopardy. This has to do with sentencing.
Right. Also, Microsoft kind of opened up the airwaves a little bit here for what's going on with TikTok. Now, we talked to Friday about the fact that they were in talks with the White House about preventing the total shutdown, total ban of TikTok, and the president has now given, I think it's the White House is the way I understand this, has now given them 45 days to either buy or sell and come in line with the United States standards if they want to be around.
Yeah, now TikTok is owned by yet another company called ByteDance, I think it is.
That's correct.
They have to necessarily decouple. So there's a lot of maneuvers, a lot of things that necessarily have to happen in order for Microsoft to go down this path. So there's probably more to the pretty nefarious facts dealing with TikTok than we necessarily know. That all this is being delayed or going on, so I'm fine with the status of the deal right now. That they kind of suspend this thing and have some kind of a confab. Microsoft is clearly in the position to know what is happening there, and
yeah.
So that's cool.
Now, President Trump's senior advisor to the campaign, Jason Miller, was making the rounds on television early Saturday, and he said the president does indeed back the November 3rd election. There's no putting it off or moving it or changing it. He wants the election to go ahead as normal on November the 3rd.
Well, I think what he was trying to do was put out, begin a little bit of a firestorm when it comes to throwing out a clarion call, a warning call about these mail-in ballots. And there's got to be more to the story when it comes to the mail-in procedures. And that's, I think, the important part that media is missing.
Okie dokie. Hold that thought, folks. When we come back, we're going to talk about New York City. New York City's passed an awful milestone. It's currently just barely August, and they've already had as many murders this year, right now, to date, as they had last year. Wow. Getting totally out of control as if it already wasn't. We'll be right back.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Indeed you are, and this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by my friends at Balance of Nature. Now, Balance of Nature has got the fruits and veggies that I'm taking that are working very, very, very well for me. I'll tell you, my doctor's in amazement about what it's doing so far, but it is what it is, and I'm not complaining. So if you need a little bit more pep in your step, if you're not eating enough of the right kind of foods, if you're not getting your daily requirement of fruits and vegetables either, I got an idea for you. It's called Balance of Nature. Now, if you trot on over to the website, balanceofnature.com, and use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T, you will save 35% on your order. Now, check out the fruits and veggies and see if you like what I liked about them, because they work. Because I certainly don't get my daily requirement of fruits and vegetables, and this more than does it up for you. So, it also does a couple things for you. It helps stabilize your system. Now, what it's done for me is my blood pressure has leveled off, and I've been able to ditch the blood pressure pills since I've been on this. How about that? Works for me. That's number one. And number two, I've lost a bunch of weight. And that's a good thing. And it's because I've stopped eating all the snacks at night, because with the Balance of Nature, the fruits and the vegetables that I eat take that craving away from wanting to have sweets or candy or something like that. And it's working. So if you want to start feeling better, go to balanceofnature.com or give them a call at 800-246-8751. Make sure to use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T. That's balanceofnature.com. Save 35% on your order at balanceofnature.com or 800-246-8751. And make sure you tell them the captain sent you. All right, Denise Simon, founderscode.com, is back with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
They are going nuts in New York City. And by nuts, I mean, here it is, August the 2nd. And we have got a situation. Well, actually, it's August the 3rd, but the story is dated August the 2nd. They had as many people killed that date, actually six over, than what they did the whole year, the year previous, and we got 4 months of the year left in New York.
Okay.
What the hell?
And well, how do you begin to even comment on the thing? I mean, it's gotten to the point where lawlessness is winning, and that's because these governors, these mayors, these city council people, they have surrendered. And they want to talk about, you know, addressing gun violence. You know, let's forget about the gun violence. What you have to do is take out, and this is, I think, the reason that Trump set the help into Chicago, is you've got over 100,000 gang members.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I think I would start there. Mm-hmm. If you're not going to make these arrests, if you're going to release people from prison, then you know what? Stop teasing the rest of us and repeal the laws.
Let the people defend themselves. Well, Chicago.
If you want vigilante justice, if you don't want vigilante justice, it's almost like too bad because now you've asked for it.
You mentioned Chicago. Chicago murders up 139% this year.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we didn't even get into mentioning the other big thing that happened over the weekend. And by the way, the solution in New York is, are you ready for it? NYPD, people of color must unite against gun violence, so say the police.
Okay.
Not that simple.
I hear the term gun violence, and I want to jump out a window. It makes it sound like the gun is at fault here. Mm-hmm. It's not.
Mm-mm. Person with it. The people that have now, what the hell happened in Portland, Oregon, Saturday night? 150 rounds fired at in a complex somewhere?
Outside an apartment complex. Yeah. 150 rounds. Started about 11 o'clock at night. Remarkably, nobody was killed. One woman was struck in the arm. And she was transported to the hospital by ambulance, but it's kind of like, you know, I've looked at two or three news stories and they're all saying the same thing, which means they kind of copy each other. Fox and the Oregonian and then the Daily Mail from the UK, they're all pretty much saying the same thing, that 8 apartments were struck and 7 vehicles. Okay. Do we have anything more than that? Do we have a getaway vehicle? Have we looked at film? Have we looked at security? What were the radios saying? Was this a gang thing? I mean, we got nothing on it. So
where were the cops?
150. Well, exactly.
Where were the cops? That's what I want to know. Because we're supposedly got the state police there now with the sheriff, with the city police.
That's in downtown, that 4-block area in Portland. This isn't that area.
All right.
So I suggest that, you know, maybe there'll be some kind of follow-up today or something. I don't know. But 150 rounds is kind of a big deal.
Yes, it is. Now, the state of Nevada, and hello to Las Vegas and hello to Reno, the state of Nevada, over the weekend, their legislature passed a bill to mail all voters ballots. What could possibly go wrong there?
That's right. Well, you're making sure that states go blue for those states that are doing this.
Well, that state's already blue, unfortunately for them, but maybe they were hoping they could turn it red again. Maybe they can. I don't know. People are really ticked off there about all this police stuff and everything else. And by the way, Las Vegas shutting down for as long as it did, all the people that went out of business that will never be back?
Well, that's a very sad kind of situation when it comes to businesses, not only in Las Vegas, but New Jersey and South Florida and Michigan.
Now, did you happen to catch Tucker when he dropped the truth bomb about little Dr. Fauci being a total fraud. Did you catch any of that?
I did.
Wow.
I did.
Holy cow.
And now you have Pelosi saying exactly the same thing about Dr. Birx.
Yep. Which I don't really think is all that true, because she did come out and say over the weekend, the U.S. is entering a new phase as the virus becomes extraordinarily widespread because maybe it's mutated.
Well, we're all living on maybes here, aren't we?
You
know,
sure
we get
are.
These reports. We get these reports. We get these reports on numbers, on testing, on this and that, from doctors and research and labs and all of the other. I mean, we got reports coming from thousands of corners and places around the world, and they're all kind of coming into a single fusion center repository, of which Birx and Fauci have their hands on, along with, you know, the CDC, the National Institute of Health, and all those other kinds of, and we get these maybes, and we think, and we can, you know, we conclude, and then it changes the next day, and the next day, and the next day. So, we're just, and then you add in media, you know, you add in Reuters, and you add in Associated Press, and then you,
Well, let's mention something in here which came out yesterday, which our friend Donna Fiducia sent to me and got me even to look at it. Apparently, the CDC director acknowledged that hospitals have a monetary incentive to overcount coronavirus deaths. Well, we knew that because we knew that money and all the federal dollars they get once they report the word COVID-19 on a case, they instantly get money for that case. And to me, I'm thinking, can you say fraud?
They get money for every case, okay? They happen to get more money for COVID cases.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, and that has to be done. I mean, that's on paper. And so then there necessarily will be some kind of an audit that I think that will occur before we start paying out these higher dollars into these hospitals. But, you know, let's go all the way back to, you know, 2010 and Obamacare. We didn't have any of these issues back, you know, 40 years ago in the healthcare system, did we?
No.
Right.
No. Now, I've been talking for years about polls, and I've been talking about the polls that have been worth watching and the polls that haven't. But we've got all these different polls that come out. Oh, Biden's up by this, Biden's up by that. Oh, he's up by 10 over here and all that. And to make it quick, a new poll released this weekend shows the president's up by 2% over Joe Biden. Hello, come in. Your turn.
Yeah, that's why I don't pay any attention to
him. Okay. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Stay safe up on the mountaintop. Denise Simon, everybody. FoundersCode.com. FoundersCode.com. Run on over there. Check her out. Take a look at all the different things she has to offer. She writes some great articles, too. And I'm sure you'll find something you like.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils. But what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin said he and White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows will meet with congressional leaders every day until there's an agreement on Phase 4 coronavirus relief, and said the president is ready to make a deal, but the Democrats keep asking for larger and larger bills.
The president's very concerned about the expiration of the unemployment insurance. We proposed a one-week extension at $600 so that while we negotiate a longer-term solution, at least all those people don't lose their money. And I'm surprised that the Democrats won't agree to that. They are insistent on having this as part of a larger deal.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi does not seem willing to compromise on the extra $600 per week when the Republicans are offering a long-term $200 per week proposal. This is USA Radio News.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners. Lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
And now it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Indeed, it is time for our second Military and Veterans News segment brought to you by our friends at the National Aviation Academy. They have two locations to serve you. In 14 short months, you can be well on your way to becoming an aviation maintenance tech, a very high-paying, in-demand job with availabilities all around the world. And here's more about them right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, remember, the National Aviation Academy does have two campuses, and one is in Concord, Mass., just outside the city of Boston, and the other one is down here in Clearwater, Florida, in my backyard, in the Tampa Bay area, right here. And either one of them, I would strongly suggest that you take the tour of their facilities, because that's what makes the creme de la creme, puts the icing on the cake when it comes to going to school for 14 months. Give them a call at 800-659-2080. See what they're all about. That's 800-659-2080. Check out each campus, see what they're all about. And believe me when I tell you, you are going to be pleasantly surprised by what you see and the way you're being treated. Now, the website is naa.edu, and always remember to tell them, whether it's Concord, Mass., or whether it's Clearwater, Florida, that the captain sent you, because you're going to get the white gloves treatment for sure. Well, you know, last week we had a incident, the last Armor on Armor mishap, where one tank, M1 Abrams main battle tank, fired on another tank, injuring one soldier. It's been more than 30 years since this happened. And this happened at Fort Bliss. There is a full-scale investigation going on right now, for sure, to try to get to the root of the problem. Now, the Army Secretary also announced a five-person panel Thursday will head up the Army's Independent Command Climate Review into Fort Hood, Texas, and what's happened there in lieu of the murder of the specialist that was found, the female specialist. In addition, a sailor assigned to the guided missile destroyer Porter was medically evacuated from the ship back on July the 22nd from the exercise Seabreeze that he was participating in. We're just finding out about that. Don't have a name yet. And the Washington State Governor, and other state officials have criticized the Navy military testing program that they believe would potentially harm the endangered species of orcas, otherwise known as killer whale, if approved. And we'll have to wait and see what happens there. And the Navy, the first unmanned tanker to operate from an aircraft carrier, is set to be the first major program in the Navy's emerging unmanned campaign plan. The service's top acquisition officer said that Friday. And the U.S. Navy is also beginning a design evaluation for new sub-tracking ships. The new ocean surveillance ships are expected to begin entering the fleet sometime in 2025. Now, the first F-15 EX fighters are showing up at the Eglin Air Force Base here in Florida. The first two new F-15 EX fighters expected to roll off the production lines in early 2021, and Eglin Air Force Base in Florida is already preparing their new home for them. In the meantime, the F-15 EX could replace the Strike Eagle fleet, in addition to the older CD models, according to the U.S. Air Force. The U.S. Air Force may replace its 218 F-15Es with F-15 EXs, which could expand the new program to over 400 aircraft, according to service documents justifying the sole source contract to Boeing. Now, in the first for the command, the Air Force Special Operations Command has granted a religious accommodation waiver to a Sikh airman to allow him to grow a beard and wear a turban. Also, Captain Kristen Bo Wolf, the new face of the U.S. Air Force's F-35 Joint Strike Fighter demonstration team, is being used to being outnumbered as a female pilot. She's used to that now. She's getting away with it, all that. She's also the junior member of the team at the moment. And she's doing a fine job. Now, members of the Air Force's 21st Special Tactics Squadron earned over 90 awards for actions taken against extremist organizations in deployments in countries across the Middle East and Africa back in 2019. Congratulations to all of them. In addition, a Marine assigned to the Marine Helicopter Squadron No. 1 tasked with transporting the President tested positive to the potentially deadly COVID-19. That, of course, is having a bunch of people shuttling around the helicopter crew to see who came in contact with them, of course. Now, Marine gunnery sergeants are the strength of the Corps, obviously. In the wake of travel and safety restrictions forced by COVID-19 pandemic, the Corps has started accelerating online seminars for the gunnery sergeants in lieu of the traditional program at the Staff Non-Commissioned Officer Academy. Now, they are going to be doing a lot of that online so they don't have to travel. By the way, did you hear what happened in Arizona? Very unfortunate accident. Officials have released the name of the Arizona Army National Guard member who died during a physical fitness test last week. Of course, it probably happened when the temperatures were headed towards 110 or 15 degrees, which is not good under any circumstances. And the Space Force. The Pentagon is trying to move ahead with reforms on how it acquires space systems, even as a report outlining significant legislative changes has gotten held up by the Office of Management and Budget. I want to take this opportunity to say good morning to George. How you doing there, George? The Godfather chiming in. Always appreciate your comments. And, of course, coming up in just a couple of minutes, Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. And I'm sure he's going to have a lot to say about stuff that's going on. As this has been an interesting weekend, that's all I can tell you. The storm and where it's at and what it's doing. And it's now off the coast of Florida, by the way, about 65 miles east of Daytona Beach. So what they're getting along the coast right now is not what it could have been. But they certainly are going to get whacked in North Carolina when this thing comes to shore. And it might have hurricane force winds, category one winds behind it. It's up to 70 miles an hour, and it's wind area, tropical force winds, it's still a tropical storm, are out from the center of the storm. Let's see. They're out 115 miles. So in the eastern side of Florida, along I-95, winds are anywhere from 25 to 35 miles an hour. Not getting the big winds that they had predicted, thank God. However, off the coast of Cape Canaveral, two buoys, one gust have been as high as 54, another one gust have been as high as 63 miles an hour in the last couple of hours. As that storm begins to move very slowly to the north, now it's slowed down 9 miles per hour, and it's probably going to intensify, is what they're telling us. It's expected to near hurricane strength, category one, 75 miles an hour. Going to be a lot of rain behind this, pushing some water with it too. So it is what it is, and the minimum central pressure is still at 995 megabars. It's still holding steady at that level. All right, I will be right back with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. Don't go anywhere. Kathy, it's your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and give you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Brute.
Yeah, buddy, and that's Donna Fiducia. She's up there right about now in the old horse stable with her husband, Don, getting things ready for the morning, if you will, for the horses and whatnot. And they're listening to us on AM 1330 WLBB, just a tad bit up the road, Carrollton, Georgia, from Fort Benning. Georgia, a big hoo-ah out there to everybody in Fort Benning. Now, this portion of the program, my conversation with Chris Markowski, brought to you by our friends at Boomer Naturals. Now, right now, we're all experiencing something that we've never been through before, and one of the big changes is having to wear a face cover. Now, the kind you use really does matter because not all offer the same protection. And Boomer Naturals has a highly rated consumer face cover with three layers of comfortable, breathable cotton polyester blend cloth in sizes for adults and children, available in stock right now and ready to ship to you real fast. Now, these multi-use covers also are very affordable, about 30 cents per day. Now, one reason why these are so highly protective is because of the inner layer. It's called Enhanced Nano Silver Technology, which is woven right into the factory. Now, that may enhance filtration and block droplets and tiny particles, too. And these masks last at least 30 days. If you wash them, you might get able to get more than that out of them. And Boomer donates one face cover for every order of two nonprofits and charities helping tens of thousands of people in need. So order today by going to BoomerNaturals.com and use the promo code CAPTAIN20 at checkout to save 20%. Now, they also have a wellness product line there, too, that might interest you. Again, BoomerNaturals.com. Use the product code, the promo code, CAPTAIN20 to save 20%. That's BoomerNaturals.com. Go over there, see what they can do for you. All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Good morning, Mr. Watchdog, sir.
How you doing?
Do you have your robot ready?
My robot? I don't know how bad it's going to be.
Well, you're going to get rain. You're going to get rain. You're going to get a lot of it because this storm is only going to be out there churning around, gaining more moisture as it comes your direction, and then we'll see what happens. But it is what it is. It's leaving us. It's leaving us. Goodbye. Hasta la vista. See ya. Now, TikTok has 45 days to reach a deal to sell or do something and become compliant in the USA, so says the president.
Looking like their deal with Microsoft might be cut. Again, I would keep TikTok alive here in the United States. Again, China's none too happy about this, dropping the hammer in regards to this social media thing. I'm not really familiar with this. Again, the kids happen to like it, I guess. But, definitely dropping the hammer on this company and saying, hey, listen, if you want to continue to operate in the United States, you're going to have to sell yourself to an American company.
Now, did you get a chance to watch NASA yesterday with the SpaceX capsule touching down in Pensacola because they couldn't land over there in the Atlantic because of the tropical storm churning everything up? But what you talk about a picture perfect landing in the drink? That was unbelievable.
Yes, it was pretty neat. And again, the technology that they're coming up with, a lot of space things going on. Last week, you had a rocket take off from Mars. Which is going to be another Mars rover, and they're actually going to have like this helicopter as well that they're going to try, this independent vehicle that they're going to be trying out. That's going to get there sometime in February and March. So, yeah, there's a lot of really neat things going on.
And, of course, the other thing is we have this SpaceX company who has done this with fewer people than NASA. A much more a more refined budget, and they seem to be doing it as good or better so far, anyway.
Well, and NASA does some pretty neat things too. Again, when you are, you have the commercial aspect as well, with the ability to make money launching satellites and doing a myriad of other things. It can make that business attractive. Not to mention some of the technology that you can come up with. Also talking about the reality is that you can shuttle astronauts to the space station and do all these things and for governments as well. So if you can make space a profitable endeavor, that would be fantastic.
And with the weekend that they've had with SpaceX, would you be surprised to see their stock go up today?
No, I wouldn't be surprised. That company's been doing fairly well for a while. I think a lot of the technology that they're coming up with and a lot of things they're planning are pretty impressive. I don't know if you heard about this. I guess Hollywood is actually planning to actually film a movie in space with Tom Cruise. Some $200 million plus budget, and that's the direction they're heading in. So it's pretty interesting.
Yeah. Now, what do you think about this Boston Marathon bomber who had his murder case overturned and said, no, you can't charge the guy with murder, he can't be convicted for that, and right away it looks like as if the federal government's going to turn around and retry him again?
I know that he had his death sentence. Obviously because of that taken away. I don't know how many years he'd have to serve aside from that. I haven't looked at that yet. I don't know if it's worthwhile to try this person again. I'm not sure. As long as he's locked away forever, I'm happy. I just want to make sure that this creep can't get out.
Yeah, exactly. He's not going to get out. He's definitely going to spend the rest of his life in prison. But the question is now the death sentence, and they're going to transport. Yeah. They're going to do him, try him over again. What is going on with this baseball player in New York, the Mets player that went AWOL and then says he's going to skip the season? Where the hell did he go?
He was the one, remember, he was the same one that hasn't played for the past couple of years.
Yeah, Serpadius or something like that.
The boar chased him down there. I mean, where he lives in Port St. Lucie or something like that. He's been out for the past couple of years. Yeah, hey, listen, if it could go wrong, there's probably the New York Mets attached to it at some point in time. Let's just leave it at that. Meanwhile, my Yankees are 7-1, so.
Yeah. Now, you're up there by New York City, so are you a little bit concerned about the fact that the murders in New York City for this year, are already 6 higher at the same point than what they were last year at this time for the whole year?
Listen, I may live 30 miles out of the city, and I live in the New York metropolitan area, but I might as well live, hours away. It's a completely different world where I live. Listen, I don't pay New York City taxes. I don't live in New York City. That the citizens of New York City made their choice. They decided to put in Bill de Blasio. They decided to put these people into power. And guess what? The city is failing right now. So until they decide to wake up and change things, there's nothing I can do about it. And I'm not concerned. In fact, coming to my neck of the woods by any stretch of the imagination. And I'm not going into the city anytime soon, and it does make me sad. Is it a place that, I used to love and would love to go out to eat and go to the museums and do things there? Yeah, it is. But would I go there now? No. I mean, I found myself going to the city a week ago early in the morning because I had to drive to Pennsylvania, and it looked like a war zone.
Yeah, well, I can only imagine right now because I can see why some of those drivers don't want to go in there.
Oh, I mean, I didn't know what to expect. You know, as I went to Brooklyn and then went to Manhattan to get to the Holland Tunnel, I couldn't believe it. I mean, it was like a different place.
Mm. Yeah, you are absolutely right. Also, Congressman Doug Collins was on television over the weekend. And he said that the police defunding efforts are making the U.S. cities unsafe, but also tossed in there that more and more of the police unions are going with President Donald Trump endorsing him rather than the traditional Democratic Party, which I'm not surprised of because when he was here Friday in the Tampa Bay area, he had 48 sheriffs of the Florida Sheriff's Association endorse him, plus a couple of other sheriff's associations over the weekend did the same.
It'd be interesting to see if the police unions will jump on board. Quite frankly, I don't understand why many of the labor unions don't jump on board in regards to the job creation that has taken place. But you've obviously seen police officers retire early, leave their jobs because, what's the point? I mean, I was reading this morning about in Minneapolis.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, the warnings that they're putting out to people. Hey, don't carry your cell phone. Don't do this. Don't do that because it's, the violence is that bad.
Or if you get robbed and you got a cell phone or a wallet, just give it to them. Don't argue with them. Just hand it to them.
Yeah. I mean, does that sound someplace like you want to live?
No. No.
Yeah. Again, at some point in time, you have to vote with your feet.
All right.
And you have to say enough's enough and you go.
Talk to you tomorrow, my friend.
You got it.
Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. And we'll get into that with Frank Salvato because there's more to the story there about Minneapolis and what they had to say. And you won't believe it. And you folks listening to me up there in Minneapolis right now, I'm telling you, what are you doing? What are you doing? Vote those darn fools out. Every one of them that made this mess the way it is. I'll be right back.
Hey, folks. Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount.
So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.